yesterday. Let's talk about today. And another way of twisting that around is, never mind, enough about you. Let's talk about me.
That's your favorite.
That's nice. Monday, the 17th of June, there's my favorite, Jennifer Horn. Not that you're going to feel like I'm slighting you, Kenny, because you're very important as well. The Jennifer presence.
I'm his favorite, too, right, Ken?
Doug Steffen family. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, see?
We're here to discuss the important stories of the day, so let's get at it with your thoughts, obviously, underscoring whatever comments we may have here, because this is all about comment, opinion, and its relationship to what the big news of the day is. 888-302 Doug is one way of connecting. So, world leaders getting together in Northern Ireland today, Jennifer. You're not. There's no Irish in you, though, is there?
Oh, no. I'm Irish and Czech.
Irish and Czech.
Yes.
Which half of you is Irish, the other half Czech? Czech, please.
I'm going to say I'm equally divided down
Are
the
you?
Center. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I don't know who has the bigger rear end, so I can't say which.
But your father or your mother?
I will not be forced to say that.
Okay. Yeah, got it. So the focus in Northern Ireland is on the peace process in Syria, among other things. In your group of friends, do we have an opinion? Do you discuss these sorts of things? I know you kind of do because you're politically aware and so are your friends.
I do. My friends, not so much, because my friends are all in baby mode right now, so that's all we do.
Ah.
Babies.
Really?
Most of the time.
Babies. Baby mode.
Yes. There
must be a song for that somewhere, isn't there?
Baby mode.
Baby mode.
You got the cutest little baby
mode. All right, so then let's talk about babies. Kim and Kanye have a new baby. Birthday surprises.
Baby mode, yes.
All right, so
a week or a month early, I think, right?
Yeah, well, what happened? She went into premature labor or something?
All I saw this weekend is that she wasn't feeling well, and so she went into Cedars, and then she ended up having the baby.
Yeah. Why? Not. Was Kanye there with her?
Yes, he was there. He canceled a show for her.
Wow, that's
important. Who says that they don't have true love?
Oh, amazing. Cost him, what, $180,000 probably to do
probably
that?
Probably for that baby. And I'm sure she'll have to pay him back at some point.
Yeah. Did you see the Twitter around this, Kenny? The family of Kim Kardashian and whatever that entourage is that goes at Kanye West. I see there's a Twitter mom and dad. What they sent this to Kanye, right? Happy Father's Day? Okay, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, that was Kris Jenner. That was Kim Kardashian's mom that said Happy Father's Day, Kanye West.
Now, she's still married to the Olympian?
Bruce Jenner, yes.
Yeah.
Although
I
people
thought they were
say
having
that
some problems.
They're having problems and that they're actually living in two separate houses.
Really?
And there's even thought that she is so calculating and wants her new talk show, because she's got a daytime talk show coming up,
that
she'll divorce him or she'll separate from him before
just
the
in time
show
to promote
so she can
show.
Talk about her problems. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. There's another healthy American overview of what's going on, a la Maury Povich. And let's see, who else? What's his face? Jerry Springer. And his producer who's done that show. And who else? There are about four of these shows now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Another birthday surprise, or at least a conversation about the birth of Channing Tatum's daughter, Everly?
Everly.
Everly.
Like the brothers.
Wouldn't it be Everly? He was the guy who played Magic Mike, for those of you who didn't know that. So there were pictures on Twitter and Facebook as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't share pictures on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you could. I thought it was 140 words.
In fact, I did the saltine challenge on Friday, and I shared a picture on Twitter of me doing the saltine challenge.
What is the saltine challenge, please? S'il vous plaît.
There is a rumor, an urban legend or a myth. I don't know how we want to phrase it, but there's something that says that you cannot eat more than 6 saltine crackers in a minute without liquid.
Really?
Yes.
And?
So, for a little project at CRN, we wanted to put our show host to
CRN
the test,
is
my
Jennifer.
Day job.
Right.
And we wanted to put some of our show hosts to the test, so we had them battle it out in the saltine challenge to see who would eat the most saltine crackers in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so to test it, because of course I wouldn't want to put my friends through anything that would kill them, my friend at work, Courtney, and I did the saltine challenge earlier in the day to make sure that there would be no death. And I could only barely get 3 in. I actually took 3 in a stack. mm-hmm. and tried to eat three at a time because I had heard online that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed so many crumbs out of my mouth that I probably ended up getting one cracker. And I mean, they just, I would laugh and they'd come out, like the crumbs would come out in poofs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's a saltine challenge.
All right. So that's something.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure that we stay on top of that.
You should try it. It's fun.
Really? What's in it? Why would I try it? What's in
it's
it?
It's amazing how the saltines just suck up all the juice in your mouth and you just can't get, swallow them. You just... It's terrible.
Are they the same? Are saltines the same today as they were when I was a kid? Or have they
changed
the ingredients?
Yeah, I think they're the same.
Pretty much the same?
Although I bought Kroger brand. I didn't actually buy the real saltines, so that could have been a problem.
Right. That's like Kleenex. You don't... It's tissue paper.
Whoever buys Kleenex. You buy, you know, plain wrap.
Plain wrap, really? I think a lot of people do think that there's something to be said for buying the original. The quality is better under the circumstances. Okay, speaking of that, hockey and basketball, the finals are going on.
Yeah, anybody Boston wanna, tied it up.
Boston. Yeah
the Bruins Boston's did, okay. Won a game over the weekend, so now it's a 1-1, the series. Yeah. It's good.
And the Spurs beat the Heat?
No clue. I just, I like to play basketball. I never follow
you
it.
You like to play
bad.
Basketball?
Yeah, that's like the one sport I like to play is basketball, because I can see the ball. The other sports, I get kind of...
Are you any good?
I'm okay. I don't know.
Hole in three? Did you see before what was the award show that was on? No, it was the NBA Finals, matter of fact, I think. Don't they have them on ABC?
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel had a half-hour show. And
yeah,
he had
the game, right?
Right. And he had Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and Kevin James and David Spade, who were in some movie together. What movie? The movie must be coming up because that's why they all showed up. What is it called?
Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2.
When is that supposed to come out? Must be pretty soon.
I think it's in July.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, they were on with this is a half-hour promotional thing for Kimmel and for the game. And so, because Adam Sandler is a wild basketball player, and the reason I know that is because he plays in a game with my son, and it's usually on Thursdays, and these people are so serious about the game.
Oh, I could take them.
Oh, yeah, really?
No, not really.
And it's funny how the conversation goes. You know, hey, man, what's the story? You know, they look for the best player. There are two or three guys like Sandler show up with Rob Schneider. And Rob Schneider and my son somehow or other ended up on a radio program here with me together at one point in time, long time ago. And so they kind of remembered that conversation, and there's a place in Westwood, I think it is, where there's a basketball court, an outside court, and they all go to play, and there's a different game every night, so this is, I think, a Tuesday or Thursday night game, whatever it is, not important. So they all start, trying to figure out who they're playing with, and they start talking. I remember Adam Sandler, from what my son tells me, was, talking about where he's from. And he's from this area. He's from Massachusetts, I think, someplace, if I remember correctly. And his sister lives here in Framingham. So when Sam says, hey, where are you from? He says, Framingham. They get off into this long conversation about the apartment house that she lives in on Route 9, overlooking the water, that kind of stuff.
Side note about Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I was watching The Cosby Show. I had forgotten he was one of Theo's friends.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Like that little punk.
What did he look
like?
Like
a little tiny, like a mini young Adam Sandler.
Really?
He's so funny. Yeah.
I didn't like him at all when he first came around, but I like him a lot now. There's something about his
humor. He does what he does very well.
Yeah, he's very smart. Very smart about
things. He doesn't recreate anything. He just does it.
Yep. So, speaking of smart, how about we give you something that's very important for you to think about, your health and your well-being. Ladies and gentlemen, this information is for both you and your spouse. So, what does that mean? It's for a man, it's for a woman. This information, I underscore again, is for both of you. It has to do with men who do not get a good night's sleep because they have symptoms related to prostate issues. It doesn't help when you wake up on a morning like today, and you're tired, and you're cranky, and it's upset, and you're not loving the person that you're sleeping with. So that's why I say, and in fact, the stats suggest more women are calling for this product, PT9, because they know it can help. PT9, formulated by a pharmacist, it's an all-natural product that will alleviate the annoying symptoms of the prostate as it, you know, goes through its thing as you get older. This is feeding the prostate. And, you know, not only does it keep you from getting up in the middle of the night, it also will probably help you from having a problem with your prostate later in life. Who wants that? True home run for your health and your love life. Less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room. Better mood, better sleep, better intimacy. That's what PT9 is all about. So now you get why women are calling 800-811-6931. Here you do. Here you go. Do this now and think about how well this may work for you. And when you call 800-811-6931, I mentioned Doug Steffen, they will happily give you a product that they've developed called Heart Factors, which is a way for you to feed your heart. So PT9 feeds your prostate, Heart Factors feeds your heart. Excuse me, I almost said something that rhymed with heart at the beginning.
Close.
Yeah, yes,
close.
It was close.
Yeah.
Eight, you heard it. Eight.
Heard
see,
it.
But I'm happy to, I'll admit that I make a mistake here and there. 800-811-6931. No mistake. Call that number and find yourself relieved. 800-811-6931.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to GEICO. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. But that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance, proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
this and... view is amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance...
Take me a picture.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
A surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey, conversation about Iran's presidential election in the next half hour. Some questions about Iran's presidential election and how things have changed over there and whether or not it really matters. For those of you who were not involved in the Syrian discussion over the weekend or the NSA discussion over the weekend or the immigration discussion over the weekend, maybe you were interested in the results of Iran's presidential election. So that's in the next half hour here on Good Day.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
See the Man of Steel this weekend?
Too many lines.
Yeah, there were a lot of lines. But did, what, $112 million worth of business over the weekend?
It did well,
something
for
like
sure.
That, $117 million, somewhere in there. So if you've seen the movie, here's the music. Fans of the new Superman flick, Man of Steel. Why don't you crank this up for a second there, Evan? By the way, I should introduce Evan. Michael is replacing Rich. I have a scorecard for the people who are in the Operations Control Center in Washington. This is by Academy Award-winning composer Hans Zimmer. Soundtrack currently available in two formats, Kenny, a standard two-disc release as well as a limited edition deluxe version. The deluxe version comes in a special embossed steel case and contains 24 score selections. It gives you the ability to access multiple videos showing an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the creation of the music. I always love listening to interviews with John Williams, who's created all of the movie music for everything that Steven Spielberg ever did. And the sense that they get after... these guys are geniuses. Somebody like Steven Spielberg, who creates a movie with the soundtrack in mind, sort of, as they do the editing. And then after some of the editing is done, they put it up on a screen in a theater where the orchestra is. And they work through, first of all, Williams scores somehow as much as he can. But how do you even put that stuff in your mind? Who's got a mind that works like that, when you got 45-piece orchestra, and you can score the cello, and you can score the brass, and you can score the drums, and how do you...
That's a gift.
Oh, my God, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
It really, really is. At any rate, I guess in praise of, if you will, these people that can do that so wonderfully well. Meanwhile, there's another craft that we acknowledge that really takes a certain amount of timing and awareness, and that is being a comedian. And the late-night shows, the hosts, especially Jay Leno, who I think sans Carson has done the best job. I am less impressed all the time with Jimmy Kimmel. There was a AFI Man of the Year was Mel Brooks. You may have seen that on television. I think it was Friday night. And Kimmel was just, he was smug and a jerk, I thought. I don't know what has gotten into him, because he used to be funny. He has a lot of good, friends around him that are funny, but I'm not getting him. All right, let's go. Here's Jay Leno laughing about the phone spying scandal from last Friday.
And Edward Snowden, he is the man behind, the 29-year-old guy behind this NSA spy scandal. He said in an interview that he is not in hiding, which would have carried a lot more weight if he had made the announcement from an undisclosed secret location. And today, Sarah Palin said there should be a full investigation of both the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. And then somebody told her, no, it's the NSA, not the NBA. So she got a little, confused. Idea. And I think this is a good idea. Instead of having the government looking for terrorists, why don't we hire the paparazzi? Think about this. If the paparazzi stalk terrorists the way they stalk the Kardashians, we'd catch them all by the time Spago closed. You realize that?
President Obama is traveling to Africa later this month, and people are upset.
What?
People are mad. People are upset because the trip is expected to cost taxpayers more than $60 million to go to Africa. Yeah, mostly for security, hotel accommodations, and Biden wants a giraffe.
Biden wants a what?
A giraffe.
A giraffe. I don't know. Listen.
That's funny.
You gotta take it. Yeah, that is funny.
Funnier. I think he knows he's got to.
Yeah, maybe. Jimmy Fallon, who will assume Leno's position when Leno assumes a new position on Fox, 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline.
Although Californians voted against requiring labels on all genetically modified foods, the chain Whole Foods announced this would be a voluntary policy. Might Whole Foods signal a major shift?
Yes, it is a major shift. I am delighted that the Whole Foods is doing that. When they talk about a response to consumer demand, count me in as consumers demanding that.
On GMOs, I'm in all food. I like to know everything. I like to see full disclosure. I've got gluten issues in my family, etc. But on the bigger political issue of GMOs, our first world self-centered political correctness is killing the third world. GMOs could mediate, if not eradicate, the horrific implications of poverty, from hunger to disease.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gone. Let's get it on the Good Day program. A lot of conversation.
The
Iranian election this past week. And Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, your calls, 888-302-3684. Actually, before we get to the story of the Iranian election, the presidential election this past weekend, I thought it would be appropriate for me to drop on you the question of the day.
Which
Everybody
is?
Ready?
Sure.
Ready. On what hill was the Battle of Bunker Hill fought?
Bunker.
888-302-3684. That's the question.
And who's buried in Grant's tomb is question number two.
Question of the day.
Also bunker.
On what hill was the Battle of Bunker Hill fought? You can answer this one in your sleep, right?
Smell a trick.
Mm-hmm. 88. Really, Jenner, you're so clever.
Smell a trick.
888-302-3684. If you know your history, on this date, June 17, 1775, something happened. It was referred to as the Battle of Bunker Hill. And I'm curious to know what the name of the hill is, or was. The hill's actually still there. The Battle of Bunker Hill. On what hill was the Battle of Bunker Hill fought?
Blueberry.
Swell prize.
I also found my thrill there.
Oh, did you? Congratulations. 888-302-3684 is the revealing line for you to work it over. This is not a Twitter contest, not a Facebook contest. Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. And also email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. The answer, though, you need for this to call 888-302-DOUG in order to win the swell prize. We're looking for the hill where the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought. Please, s'il vous plaît, 888-302-3684. All right, so some questions. We always have questions.
Questions
about Iran's presidential election.
Yes.
Does the election matter? The answer? Yes. But not in ways many people think. Iran's president does not set the country's major policies, like the nuclear program or relations with the West or military projects. All this falls under the ruling clerics headed by the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Bungalunga. What is alimony?
Alimony.
Alimony. The Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah. Remember him?
President acts as the main emissary for the theocracy's positions on things. But the president...
Ayatollah Khomeini's dead, isn't he?
No. Not Ayatollah Ali Khomeini. It may have been another Ayatollah Khomeini.
Remember Ayatollah Khomeini in the 80s?
Yes, he's gone.
Okay.
But this is his heir, Ali Khamali. Ali Khamali.
Ali Khamali.
Ali Khamali.
Ali Khamali play.
You know, we sound so ignorant when we come
we do.
Up.
We they
really
probably
do.
Hate
but it's
for
fun. Yeah, well, they hate us for a lot of things.
You don't think people haven't made fun of my name, Ayatollah?
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn.
Horn.
Come on, I've heard them all.
All right. Anyway, the president is not powerless, however. His post oversees important sectors like the economy, which needs pretty strong management. Iran tried to ride out increasingly tighter sanctions, remember, because of the nuclear program. President also has the ear of the Ayatollah and can help shape strategic policies. A lot depends on their relationship, and Khomeini and... Ahmadinejad had a pretty spectacular falling out, but a president in the good graces of the Ayatollah would be pretty significant, it would seem. So the question on the matter before us, will the outcome affect the nuclear program? That's really what people want to know. Will the election have a direct impact? And probably the answer to that is no. The president can't make any critical changes or concessions. Indirectly, though, if you study the history or what's going on currently in Iran, the election has some influence. The two main theories have been put forth. One is that the election could end the internal political bickering that goes back through the last two seasons of Ahmadinejad, could make the ruling clerics more comfortable in making deals with the West. A second opposing point of view, and this is a sort of a prediction, is that a seamless front between the ruling clerics and the new president could embolden Iran and make it even more difficult for them to be dealt with, more of a hard-line approach. The West and its allies fear Iran could be moving toward an atomic weapon, but I will tell you from what I know of the election itself, is and this is sort of like the North and the South, the East and the West here, and in fact, we had this last election cycle here in our country, a difference between the older voters and the younger voters, and that's really kind of how the election process worked over there. There is a tightly controlled list of candidates that is approved by the Ayatollah. There were 680 people who threw their name in to run for the presidency. And some of them were those people who were they're sort of non-starters because they're troublemakers in the eyes of the Ayatollah. Is this all making sense, or am I getting too much in detail?
You had me up until about 30 seconds ago.
There were 76 million people who were eligible to vote. I'm sorry, there are 50 million out of the 76 million. About a third of the voters were in this election, under 30, and most of them voted for the guy who won.
Hmm.
And then it was split around. But
that was your deep thought of the day. Most voted for the guy who won. What a shock.
Aren't
you really?
Glad I went
that is shocker.
Right.
Whoa.
I didn't want you to think that I wasn't on top of what was going on in Iran.
You really are. I'm impressed.
Okay, I'm glad you are.
Rest.
Now, let's see if we can get the answer to our 2020 history quiz, which may be more interesting for some than the Iranian election. 888-302-3684. Let us go to Hope, Arkansas, a place where Bill Clinton calls home. Does he still call it home, Joseph?
Actually, what he calls home, he says boyhood home for Hot Springs, Arkansas, but it's his birthplace, and yeah, he still believes in a place called Hope.
Yeah.
Because his mom's buried here, and his dad's buried here. And, of course, everybody knows the trivia that his real name, his given name, was not Bill Clinton.
No.
but most people don't know what it actually is.
But you'd like to tell us, wouldn't
tell
you?
Tell us.
Sure. William Jefferson Blythe.
Right. His father, the stepfather that married his mother after his real father hit the road, or his real father's name was Blythe, and the stepfather was Clinton, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But he didn't hit the road. Well, he did hit the road, literally. He was on his way back from a trip to Chicago and skidded on a rain-soaked highway and flipped his car and was killed.
And then after Clinton was dispatched, the father, she married Bill Kelly.
That's correct. Very good.
I have, in my history of being on in that market, I have been on... I don't know how long you've been following this program, but I've been on down there on several different radio stations for off and on for a long time. And I'm trying to remember the name of the general manager who brought me to Hope. Oh, my heavens, this is probably... I'll bet you this is 17 years ago.
Okay.
And the fella, I remember he had red hair, he drove a Suburban, and I can't remember, a very good guy. And he took me for a ride. My daughter was traveling with me at the time, and we were doing a, I have on occasion, and usually I do it two or three times a year, go out and visit radio stations. And this particular visit down to Hope, and what's the next town over?
Change.
Oh, wow. Somebody's had their razor blades.
Yeah, no, she's very, that's what makes her so appropriate to being here. That's why we love her.
Okay, if you're going up toward at Little Rock, it would be Prescott.
Yep.
It's not called Prescott. And then Texarkana is the bigger one going to the toward Dallas.
West, yeah, right.
To the west.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so I'm there, and he says, you want to take a ride around town? And I said, yeah, there's a nice lake. And so he took me on a ride with Megan, and we stopped at three or four different places, people that he knew. And we drove into this nice Suburban, very nicely.
In your Suburban.
Yeah, in my Suburban. We went to the Suburban, nicest part of Hope. And we drove in this driveway, a fellow out front raking leaves. And we got out of the Suburban and walked over. I didn't recognize this fellow. But the manager, who's, I'm thinking his first name is Jim, he introduces me and my daughter to Bill Kelly. And it didn't register, it didn't dawn on me who this was until he took us into the house. Mr. Kelly brought us into his house, and as soon as I walked through the door, I went ding, 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 hello. you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He had pictures because Bill Kelly had married Bill Clinton's father. I'm sorry, mother.
Ooh, that's scandalous.
And she had died.
Open change.
She had died about 4 or 5 months before we were there. And he hadn't. He said, "You're the first folks to come into my house since my wife died." Mm-hmm. And I walked in. There were pictures of his wife, but what I found most interesting, Joseph, were the pictures of Chelsea. Apparently, Bill Kelly was a great golfer, liked playing golf, and Bill Clinton loved the guy. And on occasion, when I met the president, I would talk to him about Bill Kelly and his golfing and stuff. But what I saw that I liked was riding the horseback riding they did at Camp David with Kelly and you never saw Bill Clinton.
Well, Chelsea was very close to her grandmother.
Yes.
So that makes sense that there'd be a lot of pictures
right.
of.
Right, yeah. And they were it was very touching, frankly. It was a great tour. Well, you didn't expect to get this whole history lesson about
Hope. No, but that's a great story.
Yeah, thank you. All right, now you can trade stories. Where was the Battle of Bunker Hill fought?
The Battle of Bunker Hill was fought practically next door on Breed's Hill.
Breed's Hill.
That's correct.
Yes. British and American colonists exploded into a big fight on Breed's Hill. The British charged the Americans three times before finally overrunning and chasing them over to Bunker Hill. However, it was because it started on Breed's Hill, but when they got over to Bunker Hill, the Redcoats won the battle. But fired up the colonists, and that's when they heard what happened in Bunker Hill, that's when they really got all charged up, and so that's how everything really began. So it started on Breed's Hill, then went over to Bunker Hill. If you walk around, I'm going to tell you another quick story, Joseph. Is that okay?
Sure.
This is a little more personal. The night that I knew that I was in love with Meredith was... let's see where. Well, it started in a restaurant. No, this is okay. We walked around. I took her up to Bunker Hill because she's not from Boston. So we were riding around, and we decided that we would just take a walk around Bunker Hill, and the lights were on. And it was maybe 11 o'clock at night. Not a soul was around. And it just was kind of almost eerie, but yet there was a beauty in it. It was a wonderful spring night, and it was just kind of a neat experience to walk around and read. I had never done that as a Bostonian. I'd never been on Bunker Hill before.
Really?
I had never looked at the plaques, never walked up to the building, never done anything. So we sat and we watched and talked and looked at stuff, and it was really, it's, you know, when you go into places like that, you go and almost feel what happened. You know, mm-hmm. if you have an imagination, you can almost imagine yourself being there. So anyway, that's my story of Bunker Hill, other than the fact that it was a very important time in our history and a very important place, as were a lot of the things that took place around the Boston area. So, Joseph, you had a lot
Aren't
longer.
You glad you called?
Yeah, all these stories.
Like, I got to work, man.
For those that don't like Bill Clinton, this is also the home of Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee is from home. Right. Yeah. Why would you not like both of them? They're both likable guys. They both have interesting stories to tell. And they both were governors of Arkansas, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Huckabee's an okay guy.
Yep.
And, he's smart. He likes the flat tax, and I like him for that.
Yeah, right. All right. So at any rate, Joseph, we have a swell prize for you. You've occupied a lot of our time, and I guess I have too. You haven't occupied as much of it as I have with my stories, but I hope that you will enjoy.
Tell us another one, Uncle Dougie.
What we sent.
Joseph and I are snuggled up on your lap.
Very sweet. All right. Did you have a good Father's Day, Joseph, by the way?
Sure did. Sure did.
Good. I'm glad you did. Hold on a second.
I hope you did, too.
I did. And, well, and I had great conversation with my children. I was tempted. Here is another story. I actually was tempted on Saturday.
I'm stuck now, Joe.
On a couple of occasions, I have, on Father's Day, gotten on a plane, the first flight out in the morning to go to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and brought my children to lunch, or we'd have spent 4 or 5 hours together on Father's Day, and then I jump on the plane and come back again. And I was very tempted to do that. Saturday, I started thinking, you know what, I'm thinking I might do this. And then the reality set in of how much it would cost to do that. Because it's not like the good old days when you could find a little deal here or there and quickly put it together. It is so outrageously expensive to travel this summer, whatever is going on. You know how the airlines say when we're going to merge, it'll be better for the passengers. You'll have more service, more competition, less expense. Bunkum. It's crazy what it costs to do last-minute travel today. So at any rate, but we had good conversations on the phone. And in fact, Kenny, did you post that picture of Megan and me on DougStephan.com?
Not at DougStephan.com, but it's at Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest.
Okay, we can't put it over onto DougStephan.com. Is that?
I can if you just need to let me know what you...
Yeah, put it and do that. And you
it's
can
called
see
exclusive content on
yes,
the Facebook
is.
Page.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Joseph, you're a good man. I'm glad we chatted. Hold on just a second.
Come and back Evan. And work with us anytime, Joe.
Yeah, you're right.
You're our honorary co-host.
You can, be a catalyst for conversation, Joseph. How's that? Only next time, call and say you're from some other community where I can, let's see, where can we, you can be from Abilene, Kansas next time you call, and I'll tell my story about going to the Eisenhower presidential
library. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you write that down, don't forget. Call us back tomorrow.
Hey, you wise apple. It's 10 before you stop it.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com.
Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works, really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Ken paying attention to our technology host and I guess he's a co-worker of ours, right? Anybody who's on the air has a voice. We acknowledge their input here. Shelley Palmer
is that person. And anybody on the air with us that doesn't have a voice is very quiet.
You know what? Later on today, I'm going to go through what Glenn Beck did when he didn't have his voice.
Yeah, that
was very powerful.
It was.
I'm going to take some time, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, Eastern time, for those
it's
of you.
It's going to sound like this.
No, it isn't. I'm going to read the cards. I'm going to go through and read some of the cards, I think. Anyway, Shelley Palmer here talking about Apple's unveiling of its new operating system, iOS 7. Is that how we, I guess that is. It's iOS 7, right? Coming up in a matter of moments right here on Good Day.
Fact. According to ComScore, 90% of shoppers search online first for local businesses. Fact. 82% follow up that search with an in-store visit or phone call. Fact. You're losing customers every day you don't have a strong website. The fact is, you need Web.com. The experts at Web.com will build your website for free, plus promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Call Web.com and get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Plus, Web.com can get your website up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. Call 855-730-SITE. 855-730-SITE. 855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website. Afterwards, the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, long rumored and highly anticipated, Apple finally showed off iOS 7 last week at its Worldwide Developers Conference. Featuring a cleaner and simpler interface, iOS 7 borrowed the best parts of Android, BlackBerry, and Windows Phone and melded it into one clean package. Swiping up from the bottom of the screen now brings up Command Center, which gives you all the controls you want in one place.
apps, music playback, screen brightness, airplane mode, and more. For the first time in iOS history, iOS 7 offers true multitasking, which will be available for all apps when the operating system hits your device this fall. iOS 7 also features an improved version of Safari and a redesigned camera system that lets you easily swipe between multiple camera apps like Instagram. Siri got smarter and more robust too, and now features more voices, both male and female. And it also speaks French and German. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Jackpot!
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
swap it!
Or the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, let's tune into the discussion and debate which continues on the Internet sales tax. Here's radio host Aaron Flint talking to Tim Fox, the Montana Attorney General, about a move among several states to stop Congress from passing this Internet sales tax.
We don't have a sales tax here in Montana, but yet that could be forced on our own small businesses here in the state. I guess give us the news on the announcement for those who haven't heard or read the reports. You're teaming up with the Attorney General from Oregon, a Democrat, and also from Alaska, a Republican there.
That's correct, Aaron. Well, just a little bit of background. The Marketplace Fairness Act, which is not fair at all, is a piece of legislation that just made it through the United States Senate and is being going to be considered eventually by the House of Representatives, that basically would require businesses who do e-commerce over the Internet to collect the taxes of up to about 10,000 different taxing authorities across the country, states, counties, municipalities. That would put, as you might imagine, a huge burden on Montana businesses, and that's why I've teamed up with the Attorneys General of Oregon and Alaska so far, and we anticipate many more eventually down the road as we gather up steam on this project. We want to make sure that we educate Congress that Montana has that Montanans have a seat at the table and their voices are heard, and we'll make sure that Congress understands the legal infirmities and the practical infirmities of this bad piece of legislation, because it's not only bad for Montana businesses.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.